The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the house. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Roz and team. Woo. Okay, so our lives are changing. And God's changing our hearts, and he's changing how we see. He's changing how we walk, and life just takes on a whole different meaning. Once we get in the spirit, life just takes on a whole different meaning. And then what we have to see that, you know, when we stay in the spirit and the scriptures give us spiritual life and spiritual interpretation, we have to interpret it, you know, that way. So like, for instance, when it says in Ephesians that God has given us an inheritance, you know, so what does that mean, that God's going to give us an inheritance? It's not like he's going to give us anything in the natural man inheritance. He's going to give us a spiritual inheritance. So things spring from him. Everything springs from the Father and his idea of what inheritance is. We can't, it's easy to just associate it with our own natural ideas of inheritance. And so we kind of figure God's going to make us rich and you know, if he makes you rich in the natural, you better be praying hard. Because remember, the love of money is the root of all kind of evil. So if he's going to make you rich, you better be real, real careful that you're really praying. You know, not that he won't do it, but really that's not the first thing he meant by the inheritance at all. But he can make some people rich, but you better be praying. As a matter of fact, you know, the book of Timothy talks about that. Let those who are rich in this world be very, very careful. But we have this inheritance in the spirit. And God says, I'm giving you an inheritance that's above the natural, that's above what man can give you. That's above what any man can give you. I'm your father, you're my children, and I give my children an inheritance. And it's a different definition of riches. So Ephesians talks about that God's given inheritance to his people, that we would know the riches of the glory of our inheritance in Christ. The riches of the glory of our inheritance in Christ. So he gives us an inheritance, but it's rich and it's glorious. And I'm sort of getting back to what I started here, the first of the service. There's a glorious inheritance that we have, a spiritual inheritance that we have, that we can start to see, that we can start to feel, that we can start to get, that we can claim. Let's claim our spiritual inheritance instead of claiming the, you know, the new car. And thank God for the new car, but let's start claiming spiritual things. Father, I claim the life of Christ inside of me. Right? I claim the life above death that's inside of me. So that, you know, I won't be afraid of death any longer, because I see or feel or know the life that's higher than death, right? Isn't that resurrection in your veins? What's resurrection in our veins? Resurrection is life above death. And so God's inheritance touches a whole new order of being that man can never get. And Jesus is like, okay, you're my brothers and sisters, and you're my children. So I give you a new inheritance that man can't touch. It's incorruptible. It never fades away. It lasts forever. And it's more powerful than the world, the devil, and anything that natural men have seen before. So claim your inheritance today. Right? It's the riches of the glory of Christ. You know, Christ, you know, I like what was said up here, you know, and sung, Christ is our bread. He just doesn't give, it's not that he gives you bread. He is the bread. Okay. And so that's part of our spiritual inheritance, is that we can eat Christ every day. Natural man thinks like this. I get saved, but I get Christ when I'm in trouble. In other words, I have things already stored up, and I really don't need to pray until, I really don't need spiritual things. I really don't need Christ. I don't need the Bible. I don't need this whole new life unless I, you know, it calls for it. But we have no stored up stock of anything in the spirit. Christ makes sure of that. In other words, if you're going to follow me, you need me daily. Right? Give me this day my daily bread. The devil will hoodwink us and say, well, prayers, you know, get yourself praying to get out of trouble. Prayer is really meant for your daily bread. Right? It's not sort of this ordinance. When I feel a hunger for spiritual things, I'll pray every day. Not just because it's what the Bible says, but it's because I have a hunger. So we have this spiritual inheritance of hunger for spiritual things, and Christ becomes our life. He becomes our daily bread. I breathe him in on a daily basis. I don't just want him just to get saved. I'm breathing him in. Every day Christ becomes new to me. This is my daily bread. His holy presence living inside of me is a daily thing. But as I started this morning, here's your inheritance. You know, so and this is what's really a little difficult to get over to traditional Christianity. The Holy Spirit has to break us away from it. And that is, you know, I've been in churchdom since I was in my 20s. It really picked up in my 30s, when I was in the 30s and 40s, you know, about 10 years ago. My wife's cracking on me. She said, you can't even remember. You're so old, you can't even remember how old you are. You have to claim the promises. You have to claim the promises. You have to claim spiritual promises. You know, Kristen gave the example of spirit, soul, and body. We normally put the body first, you know, because the natural man, God take care of my body. My spirit's just wilting away in the dust. Then we got to put the spirit first. You have to claim your spiritual inheritance, or Christianity is not going to mean very much to you. Taste and see. Bible. I have mine up here. It's in another form, and the regular form will be better. Yeah. Taste this spiritually, and then you begin to see spiritually. Okay. Y'all making jokes? Taste spiritually and see spiritually. The body of Christ is still blind. And here's the Father saying, claim vision. You got to claim vision. The riches of the glory of your inheritance. Pastor Jerry, when I see him, I'll know him. So to traditional Christianity, that's always a future scripture. Right? Over there in 1 John 3, that's always a future scripture. One day I'm going to see him and I'm going to know him. And he said, I want you to see me now so that you can know me closer now. Because if let's turn it around. If you don't really see me, you can't really know me. You might, listen, you may know about me. See, there has to be spiritual vision. There has to be spiritual vision. Hold that. There has to be spiritual vision. There has to be spiritual vision, right? Don't let this fall on deaf ears. There has to be spiritual vision. I'm not off on a tangent. I'm telling you what's been sorely lacking in our Christian experience. So it's even as I'm talking, you might be saying, well, what is that? Because until you see, you don't know what it is. And that, you can put that in the natural. Right? I can tell you, if you're blind in the natural, I can tell you all about blue, red, yellow, pink, and orange. But you still don't know it. You know about it because you're naturally blind, but you still haven't seen the color. So you don't know the color. You can't paint. You know, you can't paint anything because you haven't seen anything. Are y'all following me? So you can have a type of Christianity that knows all about the scripture, that knows all about Christ, that knows all about the Holy Spirit, that has them incorporated in your doctrine, that has them incorporated in your mind system, but your eyes have never seen it. So here's God's first thing is to convince you of that. I have to convince you of that. In other words, we have confidence. Sarah said this to me in one text one day. We fight human confidence. We fight the value of our humanism. In other words, we'll fight for it. I'm not dumb. Humans aren't dumb. Yes, they are. We'll fight for our right to our human goodness. And there's no goodness in us. We can't see. We're blind as, and we've mistaken knowledge for sight. It's a sore mistake. And I started this out. Glow, if you stand up with me for just a second. We went, and she, I'll finally confess, she got, the Lord used her to get me saved when I was in my 20s. Finally told you. Went to the Baptist church on Sheriff Road or something like that. Yeah, see? Right, you can see this. See, the first admitting is that you got to miss stuff first. We've mistaken knowledge for vision. We've mistaken, I'm talking corporately here. I'm talking from the greatest Bible scholar. They're probably the worst. Went to church, moved away from Landover, Maryland. Moved to Elizabeth City, North Carolina, then Sunbury, North Carolina, Baptist Church. Lots of teaching, lots of involvement, lots being taught and teaching, right? Reading, teaching, lots of knowledge. Went through all the sacrifices, and I'm sure there's a little bit of merit in that, but I still wasn't seen. Thank you. We weren't seen. You remember what Paul said in the scripture that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened so that you may know, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. Claim it. Believe it and claim it. It's almost like Jerry, we said, well, that we buzz by the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, and we just read more and talk more with blinded eyes. And but that, see, that here's that devil's so savvy. That's not how ministry started. The person who wrote those letters in the New Testament, he had all the Bible knowledge in the world, right, Paul? Remember, he was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He knew all the books, he knew all the Bible. And God said, you can't teach people like that. Go on the road to Damascus and let me open your eyes. Y'all remember that? At first, he was blinded, had to blind him to the natural. And his whole ministry is this. This is Paul's whole ministry. His ministry is not to teach you. His ministry is to open the eyes of the blind. That's his whole ministry. You know, you read Acts 26, that's the whole explanation he gave. This is why God sent me, to open the eyes of the blind. That's his whole ministry, Derek. That's his whole ministry. You can read every book he read and still be blind as a bat, because you'll skip over the whole salient point. The whole salient point is that you have friends in the spirit and your eyes get open to them. You understand that? That's why prophetic is so important, because it helps open the eyes of your spirit, open up your spiritual eyes open up. That's why we're doing it again. We got to get the spirit out front. We got to get the spirit out front. See, as soon as we leave here, the spirit goes in the back again. Not supposed to. You know, you have a baby in the natural, they're born blind. But gradually, those eyes start to come open, right? And they start to see and recognize and know. You know, spiritually should be the same thing. But the devil hoodwinked us. We mistook information for truth. You know, people will fight. You know, Jesus said, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. He is not talking about your understanding of natural, you know, what's in here. He's talking about you'll see me, because I'm the truth. And when you see me, that I'm the truth, capital T, will make you free, because freedom is sight. Do you know why they bound you up in years in religion? Because they can't teach you what they haven't seen themselves. I mean, they weren't bad people, so to speak. You know, they were very nice. It's like the blind leading the blind. I mean, they didn't do it on purpose, but they can only give you what they got. Just like I gave the example earlier. You were saying, at least you had the sense to know that there's something else out there. Yeah, I'm enjoying this, but there's still something in me. You know, Pastor Jerry had that dream. Remember, she was by the river, and the scales and the spirit coming off her eyes. You got to claim vision. Don't rely on your knowledge. I know you can't rely on what you know. You know, Derek, I I'm just going to use him and prophesy of him. See, once you start to get real vision and start seeing, you'll know that what you already knew was nothing. Does that make sense? It's humility. Once you start seeing, you're going to say, oh, I didn't know a thing. This is sight of a whole different kind. Mm-hmm. And Holy Spirit is saying, wake up my house. Mm-hmm. You know, when Jesus would say, what do you call, the Spirit of God is on me because of what? I give sight to the blind. And we naturally just thought there was the person who was naturally blind. Well, it's only a small percentage of people in society like that. You know, of course he can do that, but what he really meant was you. What he really meant was knock. I'm going to give knock sight. And you say, knock, see, you know. No. You can live 100 years and haven't saw one drop. Here's this different economy that God's waking us up to. I didn't give her this. A man without religion or spiritual vision is like a captain who finds himself in the midst of an uncharted sea without a compass, a rudder, and steering wheel. He never knows where he is, which way he is going, and where he's going to land. See, you're going to get to the point in your walk with the Lord where you're going to ask him to do something. God, I have a need. And all he's going to do is say, oh, no, you just need to see me better. You understand? Because we're sort of need-based, you know. We kind of got this, you know, we're need-based. God, I have a need here. And he's, you don't have a need. What you need is sight. Because if you see me, see all the songs y'all sing, all the songs that y'all, well, all the songs we sing, Jehovah, you're everything, God, you're perfect, whatever, you know, they're all good in here, but as soon as you get into problem, see, you were singing but not seeing. And I mean, that's okay. Just claim sight. Can he break it down to you again? If when you see me, you'll know me. You want to get a closer relationship with the Lord? You remember what David said? I'll seek your face. In other words, I want to see your face, Lord. We have the song that Don Potter sings, show me your face, Lord, show me your face. Then gird up my loins, you know. What did he say? When you see me, you'll be like me. You know, we struggle trying to be a Christian. We struggle trying to be a Christian. Just claim sight. Claim sight. Claim seeing him. God, your Holy Spirit, open up Jesus to me. And so I have to be careful here that I'm not talking about a light like that. It's an internal light. This is when it gets difficult. You know, Paul saw Christ, but it's internally he saw Christ. And so I'm not talking about these. This, the eyes of your understanding. Claim spiritual vision. Claim seeing Christ. Claim Christ inside. Isn't that what the scripture said? Christ in us, the hope of glory. So here's where we get out of shallow ground or shallow water and start getting out on some deeper water, see? Because everybody can get saved. Everybody can get saved. But who will go out on the deeper waters? How did Peter get out of that boat? How did Peter get out of that boat? How did Peter get out of that boat? When he saw the Lord coming. He saw the Lord. Can you see what scriptural meaning of that is? Once he sees him, I can get out there with him. Deeper in the spirit. When I have vision, spiritual vision, that's why you're going to get more dreams, that I can start to go out into deeper waters. Some people are just content to stay on the shore. So I'm really not just talking. I'm not talking to you then. Because just not the kind of house we're going to have. I mean, you get saved, go to heaven. That's fine. But I'm talking about seeing him and knowing him. When Peter saw the Lord. See, there's something about seeing him. This is what we can easily dodge in the scripture, but really the Holy Spirit will make it real to us. He'll make it real to us. We see the light of the glory of the knowledge of God. We start to see in the spirit and we become changed. God, open up my spiritual eyes. I don't know what they are. I don't know what they look like. I just know your word says that they're in me and that they have a promise that you awaken me and open them up. Holy Spirit, you do the work. I can't open them up myself. Holy Spirit, you help me. You do the work. That's your promise. And of course, he gives us the examples of people that happens to people in the scripture. John on Patmos, you know, Stephen, Peter, they all saw the Lord. See, this is why I love this Bible, because when you start seeing like it's meant to be, you start to really know your purpose. I just want to see the Lord. Because when you see him, you'll know him. And he'll know you. Somebody say, am I saved? Of course you're saved. Are you out in deeper water? Probably not. I'm just talking. I don't know. I do know that God's drawing us out there. And until I see you, Lord, I cannot come. I cannot come out there. Open up my eyes. And so we started getting little tidbits of revelation. You get little tidbits. It's not like you're going to have a great big experience. You're going to get little tidbits of revelation, little tidbits of knowing. Things are going to happen to you, and it's going to happen in a flash. You know, you're going to like, what happened? What was that? I just saw something in my spirit. You know, there was an awakening that just happened to me. Something happened in my constitution. We get those scriptures, awake, awake, open the eyes of the blind, awake, awake. That's your destiny to see in the spirit. You know. BJ got that word about the angels today. Get them out of the natural into the spirit, right? Get them out of the natural into the spirit. Friends in the natural are fine, but I'll tell you, friends in the spirit... He's going to come in here with a new song. See, so I'm going to just meddle a little bit if y'all follow me. Can I meddle a little bit? Christian Davis. You know, the scripture says what? You dance in the spirit, right? So she's working on the dance with the girls. I'll tell you, some of that's going to be choreographed, but some of it's going to be in the spirit, right? And for it to be in the spirit, she's got to see something. Got me. Just see something different than what everybody else is doing. You got to see it. And said, this is when it gets hard. Well, you could say, what do you mean see it? You got to see it. In other words, revelation in the inner man has to come where you see past the natural and you see something fresh and new by the Spirit, because God's new every day. Okay. Roz will be playing. She'll be playing, songs that have been done before, but then she'll go off in the spirit, right? Because she sees something different inside. More and more we're starting to see Shelly's healing, right? More and more we're starting to see Rocky's. More and more we're starting to see my healing. More and more we're starting to see it. Not just being convinced of it, not because the word says so, but because you start to see it. Because knowledge won't heal anybody. We keep mistaking that. We went through, that's why I did the example up here of how long, 20s, 30s, 40s, because we went through years and nothing happens. Then you start claiming sin. Look, they saw Israel can and save. They saw him saved. So this thing happened to Paul. And the only reason he wrote is because of what he saw. And his only commission is to restore sight. That's his only commission. All this writing in here was based on what he saw. Look, if he didn't see it, he couldn't write it. The seeing came first. We just want to get caught up on the writing. You got to see like Paul saw. That's that one scripture in Galatians. Can you put that up there? Everybody's still with me, right? Let's just claim it. It's loading. Did you have a scripture? I see you looking at your Bible down there. Oh, my goodness. God called me by his grace, bless you, and in love. He chose me from my birth to be his. Now, even just that right there. Let me just ask you. How did he know that? In other words, he had to see that. Everything he got in is what he saw. It's nothing just somebody told him that. We kind of go by what, somebody told me this, you know. No, he saw it. And because he saw it, it became one. He became one with what he saw. All right. Talking scripture here. God's grace unveiled his son in me. Remember we were talking about this earlier? I was blind to it. I was blind to his son. I couldn't see him. His grace, what? Unveiled it. So it was more than what we call a decision for Christ. You see how that's kind of trapped us, see? See, a decision for Christ is just something happening in your mind. That's not necessarily an unveiling. The decision comes after the unveiling. But the unveiling is the beginning. See, certain things keep us in the natural. We need more unveilings. Don't we, Sarah? We need unveilings. Derek, we need an unveiling gospel. The Holy Spirit unveil. So how did Paul know that? Because flesh, so that I would not proclaim him to the non-Jewish people of the world. After I had this encounter, encounter with who? One-on-one. Face to face, mano on mano, revelation on revelation, faith on faith, spirit on spirit. No, it's no natural in here. He didn't just say, I need to make a decision. Can you imagine? Paul? It wasn't none of that in there. It swept through him so deep. The decision was already made. Decisions just lead back to carnal Christianity. After I had this divine encounter, I put that in there. I kept it secret for some time, sharing it with no one. Is that all I had, D? Good day. Oh, for God who said. Oh, no. Okay. There should have been more in the other one. Talks about flesh and blood didn't reveal it to him. Flesh and blood didn't what? Reveal. Flesh and blood didn't reveal it. My eyes got opened and on the road to Damascus, and I saw the glory of the Lord, and it changed me. It swept through me, and my vision started growing from there, higher and higher and higher. Without a vision, people perish. Without a vision from the Lord, the people perish. See, that's what that means. It doesn't mean you got a ministry, you start a ministry, and you got a vision, so you start thinking about how many buildings you're going to have and try to convince us how good you're going to do. No, a vision is, I saw the Lord, and without a vision of him, I perish. When we see him, we'll be like him. See, PWM, Pastor Jerry, when we see him, we'll be like him. I got you. When we see him, when we throw away the veil, we'll be like him. I'll wash it. When we throw away the veil, I'll wash it. When we throw away the veil, Satan has a blinder of a veil over the eyes so that you can't see Christ. So, Shanique, your whole ministry is opening the eyes of the blind. Nida, your whole ministry is opening the eyes of the blind. Cheryl, your whole ministry is opening the eyes of the blind. Derek, your whole ministry is opening the eyes of the blind. It's spiritual. It's spiritual. So the whole time you're talking to Mike, this is over his eyes. And he's like, okay, yeah, that makes sense, but, you know, I got to go to work. There's nothing happening to him. Oh, he might bow and say, well, just so you leave me alone, I believe. But no veil came off. You know, when the veils come off, your life changes. Whole life change. You see everything different from a heavenly perspective. pleased the Lord to reveal, Paul said, your son, not to me, but in me. He didn't reveal Christ to him. He revealed Christ in him. Revealed, opened up the inside of me so that I saw him in the spirit. That's what has to happen to all of us. That is what is happening to all of us. Here, 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 or here. The only growth is growth in revealing him more to you. That's the only spiritual growth that you have. People struggle, and I see why they struggle. Because, Sarah, this part of your struggle is open as soon as it's over, as soon as you see. It's over. I don't care how bad it was. As soon as you see Christ, that part of your struggle is over. It's all vision. So we have to lift our vision higher. God, open my eyes. And Paul was like, scales fell out of his eyes. He revealed his son inside of me. And it wasn't just an event that happened in his life. It was the springing up of something brand new that would continue for over and over and get higher and higher. Eyes would keep a new dawn was coming every day. You know, in the natural, it dawns every day. In the spirit, there should be a new dawning every day. When the day spring dawns in your heart, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. There should be a new day dawning. The path of the just is like a shining light that shines more and more to the perfect day. There's an inside light that comes on, that goes on and on and on and on and on and on. You know when we get in the service and we can't stop praising because the light keeps shining brighter. It's not come we kind of because we kind of will to do it. The light gets brighter. You know, Christian was up here. She said, I can't stop. The light just gets brighter. That's all. It's light, guys. Not natural light, heavenly light. Do you know? I'm glad y'all listening to me today. You know, in Revelation, it talks about at toward the end. And say, I always thought this was end time stuff, and his God's like, "No, you out of time, sir. You're in the wrong realm." Remember, it says in the New Jerusalem in that day, there were in the temple. There's no need for light anymore because Christ is the light. And in the natural, I'm thinking, oh, we're going to be in a building one day, and Christ is going to somehow be the light of it. No, you're in a building now, and Christ is in the light of you now. Yeah. Yeah. Claim your vision. At least I didn't tell you how blind you are. But I guess I just did. It takes his mercy to open up one eye, one person's eye. I guess I'll stop with this. You take a church, and because they don't see, they is this going to mess with you? Because they don't see. We have to make up all this stuff because you know the Bible says it, you know, and we're supposed to be this way, and you know, you can do all that. We do all that because we don't see. But we got to be a church somehow. So we got to start doing stuff. But you show me a church that sees Christ. You show me those Moravians. You show me a church that sees Christ, and their lives, their natural lives, lose all their value because all they can see is him and his glory. And all they want to do is live for him and die for him because they don't see themselves anymore. They see him and his glory. Holy Spirit, forgive us and open our eyes. Let's see your son, Jesus. Let's see him like John on Patmos saw him, high and lifted up. Like Isaiah saw him, high and lifted up. Let us see him and let us forget about ourselves and be changed into his image and go from glory to glory to glory to glory. Lord, let us be real Christians. Let it not be by might or power, but by your Spirit. Move on our unbelief. Move on our tendency to just want the temporal and the natural and material things. Deliver us from that. We know we went through that movement where we claim, but it was all natural. Claim your spiritual inheritance. Be like him. See like him. You know, Jesus, they would come at him one way, he could see straight through it. Because he could see. No, you don't really want this. You want this. You know, you follow me for the natural bread, right? You follow me for the natural bread. I want to try and give you living bread. God, open up our eyes. All right, Pastor Jerry, I got calling you to close. Pray. I'm calling you to pray. Pray, close. Look, guys, I'm tired of walking around blind. I'm just tired of it. You know, I'm blind, so I guess I better do something, you know, to look religious. I'm blind, but I got to look religious. So, well, I got to say something, you know. That guy come up to me the other day. Start talking religion. And it just grieved my heart. You know, I'm trying to impress you. You know, this is what we do, try to impress people about, you know, we do that, flesh does that. So all of a sudden, I start saying to him, "Have you ever been on the wings of the Spirit before?" And he left me alone. He left me alone, and I didn't even know how it came out of my mouth. But I'm serious, because that's the life we're starting to enjoy. It's the life we're starting to enjoy. Spirit life. You know, we're not bound by some sort of association. Or God, keep working inside of me. You ready?
Father, we thank you this afternoon for the Spirit of the living God that's blowing on us today. The ophthalmologist of the Spirit is adjusting our vision. There's a visual adjustment that's taking place today, where we'll be able to see past what we see, understand what we don't understand, and begin to know that which you knew from the foundation of the world. We thank you that we are getting caught up in that realm. where this world has nothing on the Holy Spirit. Because it was the Holy Spirit, Father, that moved over this earth in chaoticness and brought into what we know now. So we're asking you, sweet Holy Spirit, to continue to blow on us. Breathe on us. Breathe on us. Breathe on us, Jesus. They that sit in darkness shall see a bright light. We're waiting on the light and the revelation of who you are. We want to see you. We want to know you. We're like blind Bartimaeus. I want to see. Father, I want to see. I want to see your majesty. I want to see your splendor. I want to see your glory. And this world will pale in everything else. Nothing else to compare to that. So we thank you for pulling us up into that realm of seeing, where our sight is clear. Spiritual sight is clear. And we can walk and rest in peace. Father, I thank you for giving us understanding of the written word. But we ask you that that written word will become alive in us. It will become the living word in us. Awaken it, Father, we ask you. Jesus Christ in us. Awaken it. Awaken it. We pray. We want to see you. Jesus, we want to see you face to face. You said, seek your face, and we're going to say, yes, Lord, we seek your face. Yes, Lord, we seek your face. What are you after? I'm after Jesus. I want to see him face to face. What do you do in your church? We seek Jesus. We seek his face. What does the preacher preach on? He teaches us to seek his face. What kind of music do you have? He is our daily bread. And we love his presence. We thank you for making us unusual. This house. But we'll be able to take it to the world. And others will see. We thank you for taking the blinders off of our eyes and giving us spiritual adjustment, clearing up our vision. Thank you, Father, for the understanding. When James said you ask, but you ask amiss because you want to heap it upon your own lust. Now I understand we was asking for all that worldly stuff, for our own lust. We are asking for worldly things, natural things. He said we asked amiss. We didn't get the Spirit because we wasn't asking for the Spirit. So, Father, we are changing our prayer life. We are changing our prayer life. Our prayers, Father, we want to see Jesus. Father, we want to behold his face. We want to abide in his glory. We thank you today for taking us up another realm. Taking us up another realm. We praise you for that. We bless you, Jesus. We thank you for the hearing ears in this place today. For they that have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. We thank you for the hearing ears. I prophesy ears that heard today. That we'll walk away here. What's that song was? You keep us hungry so you can feed us. He's made me hungry for seeing him. And he's going to feed it. He's going to give it to me. He's going to give me that encounter like Paul had. We'll have encounters, Rob. He makes us hungry for him. He's the living bread. He's the water that came down from heaven. He's the joy of heaven. That abides on the inside of us. The mystery of that is still beyond anything I can understand. But it's a real reality. That he's alive in us. He's growing. Expanding our understanding of what that means. We thank you, God. That we are heaven seekers. That your kingdom come and your will be done. Your will is for us to see you. Your will is for us to dwell with you, to live in eternity now, to transcend this world. God, give us the faith that we need. Give us the faith to believe. Give us the faith to believe that if we don't see you, we're not seeing. Give us faith to believe, we pray. It's a foreign language that's being taught in here today, but interpret it in our spirit and only the way that you can for us individually. We heard a corporate word, but now do an individual work in us. For everyone in here, interpreted what was said today. Give us divine spiritual interpretation by the will of the Father, that we may do what we hear and we may become what we hear. Thank you. Thank you for that, that only the Holy Spirit can do. No man can do this. We thank you for that. Thank you for the visitors. Thank you for every member of PWM. We thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless. Thank you so much for listening and soaking in the life of it. God bless you. Enjoy your day. We love you much. And stay in the spirit. Amen. Good.